The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. Monday, August 31st. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. The numbers are to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the family of islands, the number is 242-300-5720. And if you decide to text me, that text line, which is powered by BTC, is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Today's program theme is we're going to be having a conversation. And that means it's almost like an open line, but I want to stick on the topics I choose today, and I want you to call in and have a conversation with me, right? The conversation I want to start off is a headline. The headline in the Tribune today. I see the opposition leader is being suggestively talk about today. His name wasn't called per se, but he's referencing his position. And I said, let's have a conversation about that. The headline in the Tribune says, former deputy chairman Turnquest says next leader may have to come from outside the opposition benches. And I would like to know, what does that mean? Why the continuous talk? What is happening behind the scenes that we, the public, the voting public, may not be privy to? That there's constant chatter back and forth. Because I thought the FNM leader addressed this already. But the chatter continues. I'd like to know who's fueling this chatter. Like, is somebody searching these people out, or are these people calling the media and say, I want to give my 2 cents in too? Can't be only Papado's talking. I want to talk also. So let's continue the conversation. The subheadline says, former deputy chairman Turnquest says next leader may have to come from outside the opposition benches. Former FNM deputy chairman Michael Turnquest has backed Hubert Ingram's call for the party to find, in quotes, to find someone who could win, end quotes, saying the next leader may have to come from outside the opposition benches if the FNM is to break with the status quo and reconnect with the voters. That's a damning statement. Because I want to understand, what does this former chairman is saying outside the opposition benches, benches being plural, the talent that they have, right? Outside of the benches is what I would caught my attention. Because I want to know, what is Turnquest trying to say? Mr. Turnquest said changing the leader could not simply mean replacing one familiar figure with another from the same political bench. What does he mean by the same political bench? And what do you mean, again, it can't be just changing the leader, replacing one for another familiar figure with another from the same political bench. He continues, in quotes, it must mean a genuine break. A genuine break from what? What do you mean by genuine? He said, someone who can unify old and new FNMs. Speak to the frustrated voter who stayed home and make the case for why this party, it continues on page 4, why this party deserves another chance to govern. His intervention adds to a widening debate over the FNM's direction, leadership, and structure following its defeat in the May election. See, let me point out some things. I see you, caller, but bear with me so I can read some more of this, and you can leave some commentary. His intervention, so they're saying that what he's doing now is an intervention, it adds to the widening debate. So there's more than regular people talking. It's increasing the debate over, listen to what all the debate is about, over the FNM's direction. Apparently, this is a debate about the direction of the FNM. Over the FNM's leadership. Apparently, there's a debate about the FNM leadership. And structure. See? These are some damning words that the former chairman is saying. Before, we just started some ill feelings happening here. But him being someone who's involved in the party, he is suggesting that the FNM is having some a crisis moment. And I don't think the general Bohemian people assume that. We thought it's a conflict of personalities. And when you all solve the personality issue and agree whoever will be the leader and you'll follow them, that the FNM will fall in line. But according to Sternquist, it's bigger than just personalities. The structure is damned. The structure is inadequate. The direction of the FNM has faltered. That's what Turnquest is saying. I wonder if he understood when he's being interviewed what he's suggesting, what he's telling the public. The debate intensified earlier this month after former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram told party supporters that the FNM needed leadership, capable of inspiring people rather than trying to force loyalty and urge members to find someone who could win. And going back to Turnquist said, it might have to be outside. And we still debating what he means by outside. Is he mean outside the FNM caucus who is in the House of Assembly? Does he mean that? Our FNM that is outside of that caucus, the 7 or 8 of them? Or he means outside, meaning there can't be no FNM. The whole party is devoid of talent that you need to go start shopping amongst other political parties. Because if you read what I said earlier, when he said outside the party, he mean that the entire bench is inadequate. The entire party is inadequate. I'm not sure if he knew what he was saying. There's nobody in the caucus there who's in the House Assembly who has the talent and the skill to lead. There's nobody inside the FNM bench who does not have a seat at its present time, but is a part of intimate part inside the party, is capable of leading. Is that what he's saying? Because that's what he said to the media. It's like the two leading FNMs are suggesting that, or hinting, or lobbying, that perhaps you need to go outside of the party. Who are they plotting on? Not plotting on, because I know who they're plotting on. They're plotting on somebody who's a leader, right? But who are they trying to entice to come in? Who do they have in their back burner that they are aware, but they're trying to warm up the Bohemian public by saying these sowing seeds? They're sowing seeds. They farm a Brown. You see that Brown? Who's Mr. Brown? Who they call Brown? They farm a Brown, and they planting seeds and seeing if something springs. And I want to know if anyone else is noticing that these people are purposely doing this. They're casting doubt for the entire caucus. And I said, people don't do that when you're a part of the team. Do certain things you talk behind closed doors. Like what Mr. Ingram did at that FNM celebration was cause another hairline fracture within the party. And he knew what he was doing. It wasn't like by chance and he got caught up in the emotion and then blurted something out. It was planned. It was planned, sincerely planned. I'm going to, they celebrating. They think I'm going to say something light and fluffy and inspirational. I can damn them now. I'm going to put this, stab this thing right here and I can twist it. So they know that I was Shia. And when he start twisting and twisting, all kind of talks start happening. They start questioning. If they had a chance of coming back together at that point in time, he said, no, I stopping that now. I done get rid of one. Now I'm on plan B. I'm on plan B. I want to know, is this good for the effing party? What they did, what they are doing, what this Mr. Turnquest is doing, is it good for the effing party? But something they know that clearly we do not know, but they talking, second one talking about outside. What's this concept of we might have to go outside? What do you mean outside? And they have a big bench, or big, what is called a big tent. Clearly they tent smaller than we think that people, senior Africans, are prepared to talk the word, we may have to go outside. What have they been negotiating outside to bring in? The PLP has some issues too. And I don't want to conflate the two parties when I'm dealing with one party. But the PLP hired some former FNMs and brought them inside. And when they brought them inside, they took care of these people who they brought inside more than the people who was in the party and who toiled and helped the party on their back and who carried a heavy load. They ignored them. And then they start grumbling, and then the powers that be say, no, you can't grumble, because remember, we have to keep these inside. But they, people are watching how you take care of these Johnny-come-latelys. And the Johnny-come-latelys getting nice things, and they bragging about it. They get to come to meetings where you being senior and working so long and toiling, and they say, how? And they say, no, you can't complain. But there could be a day of reckoning in the future. But I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the FNM, because someone is deliberately plotting. I'm going to finish. I see you, caller. I see you. And I want to have you come in the conversation. But let me read some more a little bit, because I want to know what this Turnquest is doing. It continues. Mr. Ingram pointed to former FNM leaders Sir Kendall Isaacs and Cecil Whitfield, saying both were good men who recognized when they could no longer carry the party to victory. Let me read that. Because I don't know if people understand what Mr. Ingram said about these two good men. I'm going to add in a word so you can understand and appreciate it. Mr. Ingram pointed to former FNM leaders, Sir Kendall Isaacs and Cecil Wallace Whitfield, saying, I can put this word, my word, even though they were good men, they recognized they could no longer carry the party to victory. That's some damning words. I remember when the FNM came close to victory in 1982, 81. And they had all kind of talk about the ballot box, but the people who was in during that election, because I was young, said no, for sure, they knew that the FNM could have won this election. That's before Ingram. But all kind of things happened, and they didn't win, right? But they said they had the strength and the charisma to win. But according to what Mr. Ingram's saying, that even though people might say they could have won in 81, they couldn't, because they didn't have the talent, nor the skill, nor the gumption. They had to go outside and bring someone else in, because Sir Cecil, Sir Kendall, was not talented enough to, let's see, use a word, to carry the party to victory. FNM leader Michael Pintard pushed back, saying he believed Mr. Ingram chose the wrong setting, it was definitely the wrong setting, to raise question about party's leadership, because he wasn't talking to FNM, he was talking to the wider public. He's making sure everybody know. Purposely, he was done. He wasn't talking about be doing some introspection, and this would be in a closed caucus we need to do, and I am sincerely concerned. He was talking to the wider public. He's talking to PLPs. He's talking to COIs. He's talking to FNM and those who didn't vote. Said, Mr. Ingram chose the wrong setting to raise questions about the party's leadership. Mr. Pintard acknowledged the party needed a leader capable of winning, but maintained that he remained the best person for the job. And I remember reading the editorial in The Guardian, questioning whether he's the best person for the job. And I said, if he's not the best person for the job, who is? Who is the bright and shining diamond out there to say, yeah, Mr. Pintide, we have about 3, 4, 5. These are the bright and shining. But now Mr. Turnquest, the former chairman, said, no. Even though them said we call bright, they ain't talented either. So I ask him, who is this alternative? Mr. Turnquest said, the public exchange between the former and current leaders showed the depth of the party's present difficulties. I remember when Mr. Minnis and Mr. Ingram had confrontation. Tell you, say, man, the Ingram era is over for this old man. No disrespect. I did that for, to get exciting. I can't disrespect the former prime minister like that. Forgive me. But I had to say it, eh? He argued that none of the sitting opposition, let me go back so you can understand it. Mr. Turnquist argued that none of the sitting opposition MPs had yet demonstrated an ability to unite the FNM, re-energize the FNM, its base, and attract broader support from the Bohemian voters. That's damning right there. That's Turnquist said that. I wonder if the bench of the FNM, who are part of the FNM caucus, are aware of what was said just now. I wonder those who were, what do they call that group? The Meritus people are aware of what was said just now. The former leaders, the former MPs, are they aware of what this former chairman said? None in the caucus there has demonstrated any kind of talent to unite anybody. See, where'd I go on there again? Mr. Turnquist also criticized the FNM's past approach to choosing leaders, pointing to the rise and fall of figures including Tommy Turnquest, Dr. Hubert Minnis. He argued that hand-picking or anointing leaders, whether by party establishment or with Ingram's backing, had repeatedly failed. Well, we know that several persons who Mr. Ingram selected, including the person who he selected to run in North Abaco, we forget that Gomez, lost bitterly. Perhaps the sun has set, but they have yet to acknowledge that the sun has set in terms of his talent and skill, that you choose leaders who are inadequate. You know, when you play in basketball, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was still playing basketball when I was young. In the early 70s, early 80s, he dominated. He was better than Magic Johnson. But when I came on the scene, circa 84, 85, I said, why don't this old man sit down? He causing the Lakers to lose. And not that he was bad, no, just that his Dubai date has come and had expired and he needed to retire. I'm not saying that someone needs to retire, but they need to retire. Well, let me go to this caller, because the caller keep on calling and I want to engage them. So I'll stop and then let the caller engage me, then I'll continue reading some of this and ask, what are these senior FNMs doing? Go ahead, caller.
Our brother Nuri.
Go ahead. It's a diehard PLP here. I love you and your PLP talk about the FNMs.
Listen to the difference.
The difference in what?
Then.
No. Hold on. I got to talk back and forth. Difference in what? Listen to the difference in what?
In the leadership, in the two last leaders of the FNM.
Go ahead.
Then Dr. Minnis was leader of the FNM. Dr. Minnis was leading the FNM.
I disagree, but go ahead.
Then Mr. Pintard became leader of the FNM. Mr. Pintard was in the front, but he was orchestrated by Mr. Ingram.
I disagree, but go ahead.
Hold on.
I just said I disagree, and go ahead.
Pintard had never gone on a platform, on a stage, without Mr. Ingram.
I disagree, because I know better, but go ahead.
Name one time.
I saw Mr. Pintard, Mr. Ingram just came on lately, man.
I'm talking about the by election in Golden Arts.
Hold on, pause. I'm saying that he went on the stage and then he brought in Ingram to endorse him afterwards. But you cannot say that he did not.
Mr. Ingram damaged the FNM.
That's a different point. That's a different point. I'm just trying to
every
make sure
time.
You stay on track. No, let's
that.
Go. No. Let's go back. Are you interrupting me?
Hold on.
Oh, Lord. Watch me hang up. I didn't want to hang up because I wanted to engage you, man. Call back. But you got to pause so we go back and forth. I want to hear you, but I want to ask you questions. So call back, Julian. I ain't hang you up intentionally. I thought I could press the hold button, and I didn't press the hold button. So forgive me, Julian. That's Julian right there. Kermit. Julian, that's you, right? Julian? Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
that's
me.
Okay, yeah, man. Let's go back and forth. Everyone talks to you, Julian, but you're
okay,
over talking.
Let's
go
talk.
Back and forth because I like you. I like
let's
when
talk.
We go back and forth, but sometimes I can't hear myself. I understand, and I want you to comment again on the damage that Mr. Ingram has done Mr. Pintard every time he came onto the stage. I acknowledge that, but I want to say that Mr. Pintard went on the stage by himself. But for some reason, the party was calling and saying, we need Mr. Ingram to endorse you, and we'll follow suit. But when Mr. Ingram came on the stage every time, what happened?
When the people would have said that to a leader, do they consider that leader a strong leader or a person that can stand on its own?
I can see my response. The same thing was said about Mr. Minnis. Said Mr. Minnis does not have a personality. I remember when he's doing dancing that hit the road, Jack. Don't answer, Lord, who is this man? And all of a sudden, he got Mr. Lloyd. He got the Aguilar, and he got Mr. Dames, and people say if he could attract those sensible people, surely we need to look at him again. Then he had a Mr. Ingram who endorsed him and said, okay, that's it. Things change. He's somebody to consider. So I believe that they thought that would work for Mr. Minnis because he lacked the personality. It can work for Mr. Pintard. But unfortunately, Mr. Ingram had different things to consider.
But the difference with Mr. Minnis and Mr. Pintard, Mr. Minnis' money could have worked for him. Money goes where money lies. Mr. Minnis' money.
You remember the speech when Mr. Minnis said, don't be like those, starfish. Don't be like starfish. Starfish will have rally on Bay Street. Come to a humble man who'd work who don't have that rich Bay Street money. And then we'll have a better F&M. I remember you remember that speech.
But let me say this in closing. If Mr. Pintard was a favorite of Mr. Ingram, the first two elections that Mr. Pintard ran in, he ran now against the now sitting prime minister in Cat Island, San Salvador and Rumkey. The second time around, he ran against Mr. Christie in Centerville. Mr. Ingram, Dr. Minnis saved Mr. Pintard a political career when he set him up in Marco City. Mr. Ingram never looked for Mr. Pintard to win nothing, not when he sent him.
These things.
Let me hear you expand on that.
These things that the F&Ms need to consider. And if Mr. Pintard is able to survive, he may be the best leader the F&M ever had. If he's able to survive all of this. But clearly, there's a war happening in the F&M. And he has his sword, and he has his shield.
No longer than Saturday at a breakfast thing, some people was talking about Dr. Andre Rawlins.
What is talking about him?
If Dr. Andre Rawlins becomes leader of the F&M, and the PLP or COI or whatever party comes around next pulls out one or two things on Andre Rawlins, he will get to worse than Mr. Pintard just get to in the 2026 election.
Well, you see some things.
See, there are some things that some people are holding on to as a trump card. And I guarantee you, Brother Newry, it would work in the next election.
I hear you.
There are some things that people... See, that is why Mr. Ingram... Mr. Ingram not do his study, you know. Whether you like Mr. Ingram or not, one thing you can be able to say about him, he's a smart politician. Mr. Ingram know when to hold and when to fold, and then he know when to talk.
I appreciate
that,
you,
that place where Mr. Ingram talked, when he talked about going out to find a leader, that's another time he damaged them again.
I agree.
They have them can't see what Mr. Ingram is doing to them. I am blind and I can see what Mr. Ingram is doing to them.
Julian, let me read this so you can listen, and I have another call on, and I appreciate you calling, by the way. I guess when we go back and forth, like I say, I want to engage you because I say you're a smart man, you're a student in your analysis, but I want to go back and forth. I'd like to ask you questions. Let me read this and I go into the next call. It says, Mr. Turnquest also criticized the FNM's past approach to choosing leaders, pointing to the rise and fall of figures including Tommy Turnquest, Dr. Hubert Minnis. He argued that hand-picking or anointing leaders, whether by the party's establishment or with Mr. Ingram's backing, had repeatedly failed to guarantee sustained electoral success. With the greatest respect to Mr. Ingram's legacy, Mr. Turnquest said, even his hand in choosing successes has not delivered the FNM sustained victory. He said the point was not intended as criticism of the former prime minister, but as a recognition that the next leader would have to establish their own credentials. The FNM leader must rise on their own merit, he says, and with their own vision and their own ability to connect with the Bahamian people. Mr. Turnquest said the person capable of doing that may not currently sit on the opposition benches. He urged the party to consider every option, including looking across the floor. Lord have mercy. They're so unlike Farmer Brown. Say, he urged the party to consider every option, including looking across the floor outside the present political structure or to someone who could better connect with voters. The FNM has the history, Mr. Turnquest said. It needs to find the future. I can stop right now to go to the callers. And this time, he said, that the future must be chosen, not inherited. Wow. Let's go to the callers then. God in Radio AM, you're live. We talking about the FNM. Go ahead, caller. Kermit, go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a political analyst by any means, but Julian seems to be overly fanatical about politics, right? And the sad thing is, we as Bahamians, we get too caught up in personalities as it relates to politics. But I'll say this as a 62-year-old man and my observations in this finite time upon this earth. I've noticed since Mr. Ingram made that statement, you know, and so we can look at Ingram and his oratory skills. And the question I like to ask you when I hang up is, what is a strong leader? Because for me, so we would have heard names like Loretta Butler Turner. I love that lady. We would have heard, well, I like Pintard also. Not because of his, he has great oratory skills, and he strikes me as a person ready to engage or embrace more inclusivity as it relates to the political movements of his party. I see nothing wrong with Mr. Pintard. And so, like I said previously, people will always find an scapegoat when something goes wrong, even in a war, as it relates to why you lose this and that. Now I see the political sharks within the party emerging. But for me, I wouldn't have a problem with Dr. Andre Rollins. Loretta Butler Turner has already leave the party. I don't think Shenandoah is as charismatic as him, as even as oratorical skills also. Dr. Minnis is not a great orator. I don't think Dr. Minnis is a weak leader, but for me, in my knowledge about science, Dr. Minnis, I am totally disengaged from him because of the way he handled the pandemic. And he was singing from a hymn sheet, and I know people who died. I just had a conversation with a young gentleman who I asked about his brother who worked in accounts when I worked in engineering hotel, and his mother. They took the vaccines to travel. He said 2 days after they died, after the vaccine, and they became symptomatic. And so what I'm saying is a lot of people are afraid to speak out, and I blame them for not reporting adverse events post-vaccination. And so, you know, but even as it relates to the science, it is my knowledge of the science that caused me to form my opinion about Dr. Minnis. I was in a place, I saw Dr. Dahl Regis in an apothecary shop one time, and she didn't even notice me. I didn't even say anything to her. So what I'm saying is, Shenandoah doesn't strike me as having that charisma to be, you know what I mean? And so I just thought I'd leave it at that. But, Andre Rollins, he seems to me people want to challenge Pintard because I saw something on social media. But for me, Michael Pintard is is not the problem with the FNM. And so what people don't understand is the political dynamics has changed. Like I said, the ruling party, they've used the public purse to really influence the election. That's all I'd say. And anyone who can't see that is a fool. I'll leave it at that. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Gardner Radio AM, you live?
Yeah, good morning, T.A.
Yeah, good morning, man. Sorry for taking so long. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I would say, T.A., when I look at what's happening in the FNM, we are, 55 months away from a general election if everything goes according to plan. Would that be correct?
I go with your numbers. Whatever you say is it.
Yeah, I mean, about 55 months away. Between 54 and 55 months away out of a general election. Now, I don't know if we have an early election, why this aggressive approach is being taken by certain factions of the FNM to replace the leader. But I'll say this. That's very immature. I mean, isn't a system in place where you call a convention and then you move on? I could see the leader saying, look, or the leadership saying, look, we're going to call a convention. Whenever the convention is due, we'll put all positions will be up for grabs. And get on with the people's business in terms of governing as an official opposition party. But for every day, I mean, the FNM is the whole slew, a compendium of reasons why the FNMs would have suffered such an embarrassing defeat, especially from Lincoln Bean. I wouldn't say the COI, because when Lincoln Bean is going to beat the official opposition in six different constituencies, and then on top of that, the official opposition party, three of their candidates lost their deposit. That's very embarrassing. It shows how inept the campaign was. I don't know what they were doing. Quite frankly, I don't know what in the world they were doing, because they definitely wasn't making sense. One day, they're talking about favoring our sovereignty. Next, they're saying we're working for you and not the few. I mean, they were all over the place like little children. One would have thought that they were running for a student council position as opposed to trying to govern this country. And I just don't understand this aggressiveness, the FCA. Every day, you're hearing the same old nonsense. They're not getting anything done as an official opposition, you know. Nothing is being done. But if they were professionals and they were mature people behind it, they would have said, look, we're going to have a fixed date for convention. All positions will be up for election. And then you move on. But for having little children behaving, big grown men and women behaving like this every day, it's just sickening and embarrassing. And people just should distance themselves from all of this, you know, because it just can't be just Pintard would have lost. He lost because he had some reasons why he lost, and the type of candidates that he selected. He couldn't say you're going to run Dr. Minnis, and then you're going to run the same people who sat around the table who helped him become one of the most inept government in the modern era. It's just, for me, embarrassing to see where the FNM is out of this position. And then when you look at the name that are being touted about who they want to replace Pintard with, all I can say is God help us all. Because they're not making no sense. That's what I have to say. That's my 5 cents on that whole thing.
Thank you very much, Cleb. I got to run through these texts now and can call this caller. But there are some people who are inviting Lincoln Bean to join the FNM. Have the conversation. I'm not saying that's good or bad or the other. But can the FNM entertain the bringing in of a Lincoln Bean? Clever, who just called, mentioned that six constituencies, the COI beat the FNM in. That's talent. Perhaps that is the move. Perhaps that is the conversation that is being had now that we haven't acknowledged. Saying, oh gosh, I thought I was looking inside. But you now, Mr. Turnquist, said, we ain't looking inside. We got to consider outside. Who is on the outside trying to work in on the inside? That's a religious song. Eh? Let's go to, let me go to this text. No, this caller. Let me read some text. Go ahead, caller. I'm trying to get you all in.
Okay, Nuri, I appreciate that. How you been?
Doing well, man.
Yeah, I think the FNM needs to do away with these persons who have been around for so long and can't really see the moment. The focus be more on the candidates and don't put too much burden on the leader. I think Mr. Pintard has the right stuff, but the candidates, I think what we're looking at is candidates who can read. And you know, see one or two or all of them who could learn one or two Creole phrases would help.
Then that would help. But let me engage you.
Okay.
The FNM have a machinery on how they select candidates. Currently, they now having people who gone through whatever program they've gone through, but don't have a national gravitas. But it's their go. How the PLP had Sabath jump over or hop over several people who was in the pipeline because they knew that Mr. Bastian had the gravitas. They say, no man, we had to have him skip over some people. The people who wanted to run for the FNM were generic at best. And Mr. Pinter had to make a decision. Do I have some people jump over these generic brand people? Right? Which can cause the party to go in the turmoil and fight? Or I run these people because it was their goal? And unfortunately...
Quickly, Nuri. Don't forget, this chap had money. But what the FNM needs to look at is how many persons are going to be converted from permanent residents to citizens. That's going to be a big play.
I like that. We'll talk about that on the next side.
All right.
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Cause I see you. If you can hold on. If not, call right back as soon as the music stops and come back, and I'll talk directly to you. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Attention, Island Game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Bahamas, get ready. Strictly Speaking with Earl Thompson starts Monday, August 31st at 2 p.m. 2 hours, Strictly Speaking, from Nassau to the Family Islands. Strictly Speaking is your voice. We will have exciting guests. We will talk politics, cost of living, culture, and community affairs. No filter, no fair, just strictly facts. Monday to Thursday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Strictly Speaking is your voice. Strictly Speaking.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning.
Percy's Pension Plan,
dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy's Pension Plan,
Island Game, we got you.
Percy's Pension Plan,
from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Games.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Just reminding everybody that this segment is sponsored by Percy's Island Games. So this text says, good morning, is Mr. Michael Turncrest still a card member card member of the FNM. During the 2026 political campaign, it didn't appear he supported the leadership. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. And what campaign are you on? People knows who they want and when they want. Keep watching who promise you something. A promise is a comfort to the fool. They should have given Erin a two-hour show for the new change. She does speak the truth to power. Okay. Good morning. Why don't your PLP expert caller talk about how Fred Mitchell and not Brave Davis has been running the party? Okay. Personally, I think Ingram is in cahoots with Davis to fragment the FNM. He needs to be put out to pasture. Okay. FNM need to bring back Mr. McCartney one time. That might be the person they're trying to bring back. Says, okay, there's a number of texts here. Okay, hold on. Okay. More distraction by the PLP operatives from the failure of the government to lead post-election. The 33 vaccinated for 3 months while BEC burned, literally, and Bahamians suffered. The missing $700 million, high-ranking politician number one, and on and on. I couldn't care less who leads the FNM at this point. Okay. Okay. This says, why does the conversation keep going back to the FNM and its leadership when we have a sitting government facing crisis after crisis and seemingly unable to get out of its own way? The PLP is the government. They should be the ones answering hard questions. What is their plan for the next 100 days, the next 300 days? What are the priorities? What measurable results should Bahamians expect to see? There will be plenty of time to question the opposition right now. Let's spend more time questioning the people who actually have the power to govern. That's what that text. Yeah. Hi, CA. Is the flyer circulating with Shenandoah jockeying for leader fake news? There's a flyer with Shenandoah Cartwright and Shannon with a flyer with Andre Rollins. People say that's a PLP do that. Right? The FNM needs to retire their whole party, dissolve the FNM completely, let the COI take over. That's all the text. So let's go back to the callers now. Kermit, patch that caller too.
Mr. Nuri.
Are you live?
Mr. Nuri, how are you doing? Seattle's on.
Doing well, Seattle.
How you doing? You know, the coalition exists because of the weakness of our media.
Hold on, pause. You're saying the coalition of independents exists because the media is weak. That's what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Because what happens is, in the same way, the Progressive Liberal Party for 5 years got away with gaslighting, gish galloping, and fire hosing us. They're accepting the mandate handed to ministers where you get to ask one question, never get an answer until you get to ask another question. So essentially, the Progressive Liberal Party said, you have one question. Can you tell us what BPL? No, we can't. Thank you. Then you come back again and you ask them, but you didn't answer the question, but BPL, will you answer it now? Next question. And so the media itself has been delegitimized. And so in the same capacity, the Coalition of Independence exists where 98% of what they say, if questioned or put under light, would fall apart. You don't build a country on anger, on what do you call it? You know, where you go on social media and you, there's a word for it, where you get people to have on conspiracy theories or on built on where you say something today and then you come the next day and say, I told it to you before. And I think one of the good things that the coalition did was tell their workers, as he avoided them, he himself also avoided the media with the media's help. He was able to tell them that the media doesn't want to interview me because I know the truth and I know the secrets and the conspiracy that they're stealing billions of dollars a year. And every year, hundreds of millions of dollars are stolen by MPs, and there's never been an honest MP in the country, and I'll be the first one. And we allow that to persist. But now to the FNM. If Lincoln Bean join the FNM, then there will be a third party who will become the official opposition or the government.
What would that third party be?
Consider the Alliance for Change or something of that sort, because essentially it would mean that that the illegitimacy of the Coalition of Independence, the borrow ideas, the borrow slogans, the borrow logos, borrow everything, but then the FNM would become less than them. When you look at the FNM in its current state, it's like a drive-by, the FNM and this drive-by analysis that's going on right now. The FNM itself have yet to have an analysis on the failures. And like Cleaver says, it's a multitude of failures that the FNM did. First of all, I'm just amazed by the fact that 53 years, and many of the commentaries and things don't know the structure of how elections are won in the country or how things are done. Just use an example. We act as if though Michael Pinta had lost in 41 seats. What happens is, you know, like you say, each man 10 toes down, right? So each one of those that fail, that was a catastrophic failure of the party itself in the fact that you had these constituencies that has been open, ill-performing for very easy more than 75% of the time, that those individuals could not convince the 5,000 or 6,000 people within their constituency to actually come out and support them. Because the Constitution says the person to become prime minister is the one with the most members of parliament that sit in the House of Assembly. And so when we look at the complete analysis of exactly what happened, constituency by constituency, what amazed me is that I've talked to individuals in various different constituencies. You have a chairman of the board and a CEO in the organization structure. And the FNM, if they do their analysis, with the exception of a few constituencies, had no constituencies that was functioning in the way it was. Just talk to some of the, just privately, go talk to, you have a list of the candidates, and ask them, that they need a functioning body, a structure, an audit with information and data.
See, Alan, in 30 seconds, what the FNM needs to do? We have 30 seconds. I have people on the line. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
What happens is the FNM has to first do a comprehensive analysis of exactly what happened, a data-centric analysis. Then what it has to do is look at its policies that they didn't get to express. You know, I can call you another day on this. If you look right now, there's four policies that the FNM express that the current government is struggling to bring into fruition because they don't want to use it in its proper context. That means it has value. And so what happens is those policies never made it into the hands of people.
Okay.
Housing, the 21st century, where we're talking about technology now, where in October of last year, go and listen for the 30 minutes. And you'll see the entire platform
we'll
be trying to build today was expressed by Pinta that I sent it to you. And so I'm simply saying is that they had good policies. They had good things. They had a lousy team with a star player and one or two backup, but the other team fell apart. And we'll talk about it more in details. But what is happening now in the FNM is a group of people who see their power being lost in a new dispensation of young voters and other type of voters are trying to stack the chairs on the deck to make sure that their influence is not diminished.
Thank you very much, Ciel. I'm going to the next caller here, but this text says, good day, sir. Are you trying to get yourself a government job, sir? The FNM is not in power. See, these people want to pigeonhole me so I can't talk with nobody else. See, the FNM is not in power. Why are you wasting time beating up on them and don't help us with the real issues like the school teacher situation, the power and the light problems, and the $700 million yet to be accounted for, you heading the wrong way. That's a nothing burger, brother. Get relevant. Let's talk issues. It's the same reason why the FNM lost, because they don't consider themselves as a serious issue. Everyone talk about that. I didn't tell you what people want to talk about, but you want to talk about what you want to talk about, and you find out that ain't working. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live, caller.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice.
Great. Same here. I am so tired of the FNM just carrying on. I mean, and get it together, figure out what you want to do, but stop bringing your business to the media. Like, deal with your business in-house. You know, we have an issue right now. The reality is there was a lot of fight for some persons to go to the polls to even vote. So to condemn Mr. Pintad, to say, well, we have this person or that thing is the next, or Mr. Bean is being questioned, I mean, is being considered, or the next person we're going out, that's so irrelevant to people right now. Like somebody said, school just opened today. We have BPL problems. Why won't you all settle down in terms of your business and your issues and your problems? Like, Bahamians don't want to hear that.
Are you sure Bahamians don't want to hear it?
We tired, man. The election just over.
Y'all don't even want protests.
You're coming back to us with this fall. We don't, like, that's your problem. Fix it. Figure it out.
Light being off this morning. What can we do?
Come help us solve some problems, man. Like, if you all have,
we have
a leadership problem with FNM,
your body, the FNM have no solution.
That leader's not going to help us trying
but
to figure out who
FNM,
your next leader is
going to be. But the FNM has no solution. So what do we do?
We just don't even need to hear it.
The PLP has no solution. So what do we do?
Dealing with this right
nobody, now let me go on to this. Nobody inside the Bahamas has a solution. So what do we do?
We just heard from the Minister of Education there was a press release yesterday.
Yes, and he said he's working on all these things.
So we're working on so many different things. So why do we need to hear what they can try to figure? They're trying to figure out something. Why do we need to hear about what they're trying to figure out?
And then I come back to the point is nobody in the Bahamas has the talent. So what do we do?
Why are you trying to magnify this stuff now? We don't need the frustration of your issues.
But we come back to the thing. If nobody in the country has the talent, what do we do?
There's what, Barbados, the lady over there. We need to ask her.
Well, we know we can't get her. So we got to be considerate. Our talent is here. It's still
it's
here.
It's ridiculous, though.
But now I ask you a question again.
Like, we don't have a daddy.
Let me ask you the question.
We can't find a real daddy.
Let me ask you the question.
Uh-huh.
We don't have the talent. What do we do?
We got to have the talent somewhere.
We don't have the talent. What do we do?
Mr. C, we got to have the talent.
We
somewhere.
Don't have the talent. What do we do?
I don't know. See,
now we see why we talk about other things.
We got to pray, man. We got to pray. Cause this is.
And if our Lord do not answer our prayers, what do we do?
God to answer prayer. God
I've been
Bahamas
praying to become
prayers.
A millionaire every day, and I just refuse to go to Sebastian giving my money. What do I do? I love talking to you, man.
We got
to
keep praying.
I got to keep praying.
This is ridiculous.
But I hope that million comes.
On a Monday morning, this is what we have to reach. This is what we have to address.
Because we lack the talent. But let me pray right now for my $1 million and see.
You have a good
I'll
one.
Give you some of this too when I get the money.
Yeah, give me a hookup so
yes.
You know, you can send it to my account. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But honestly, it's bad though. It's really bad to have to be dealing with this. Like, to me, I just feel like it's their problem. It's the PLP have to deal with their problems. Mr. Ben, you already knocked the FNM. You already knocked the PLP. If your consideration is going to the FNM, why? What is there? What are you going to do?
Let me read these texts. I got to go right now. I appreciate you, ma'am. Say, Lincoln Deal is the FNM only hope.
Listen, I love the man. He is amazing.
Can you imagine that they fire everybody and have Lincoln Deal as the leader?
But I like Rollins too, you know. I really like Rollins.
Or they have Mr. Turnquest said none of them have the talent.
No, but Mr. Rollins is a thinker, though. He is a thinker. And not only that, you know.
I gotta go. Say good morning. Why y'all don't stop being silly? Money, 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 money was the issue. PLP had kickback money from contract players, money, the number man money, but the PLP served the money, Carlo. So what do we do? Say, where is this? Anyway, we gotta go. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I enjoyed the conversation. We need to make more analysis of what's happening inside the FNM and why they're intentionally doing this. Why are they intentionally doing this? Anyway, you have a good day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.